Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, you know, a bunch of the stories and the media headlines at the beginning of this was about the virus and about the vaccine and about what's going on, you know, in the hospitals and in the hallways and all that. Then the next set of news was on the shutdown and, you know, how much longer do we have to be on the shutdown, how to ease up the shutdown, the economic ramifications. Be prepared for a wave of headlines and information on all the unintended consequences of what happened with coronavirus. Some of them good, some of them bad. You're going to hear that global warming might have been slowed down. You're going to hear that pollution might have gone down. I think we're hearing that, like in Venice, the waterways are a lot more clear and pretty. And, you know, we're seeing national parks and footage of animals not getting hunted, and they're running around and, you know, all happy. So you're going to see some, you know, touchy-feely, positive, things like that. Although, being outdoors and hunting season and fishing and all that, I mean, that's kind of a part of life. That's just kind of a part of, you know, those are sports, unfortunately, and it's just something that we're not able to do. But we are going to be hearing some of the negative unintended consequences, and one such of which is domestic abuse is on the rise. Now, 911 calls, from what we're understanding, has spiked, but SafeLink calls have dropped. Now, SafeLink is a domestic abuse hotline. Why would the calls drop? You know, because your partner's right there. Okay? You know, your partner didn't go off to work. You didn't go off to work. You guys are stuck at home together. So, unfortunately, we have couples that have unfortunate abuse potential, that rather than them getting their break away from each other or getting that, they are now confined with their abuser. And it's not an easy thing to talk about. It's not an easy thing to study because they can't get out there and tell people. I mean, yeah, they could probably leave the house, go for a walk, and get to a telephone. I'm sure they could. But it's not the same as being able to have your own, you know, life where you're going off to work, you're going to pick up the kids from school, or you're going, you know, there's always somebody around. So you don't have that privacy to be able to report if that's going on. Early on in China, there were reports that divorce rates were going up, and people were joking. There was a meme where as soon as the shutdown ends, you have people lining up to go to the divorce lawyer. But it's no joke. Lawyers are already anticipating that there's going to be a huge spike in divorces. Not just so much because people had to be confined together, but because the economy has just changed everything. You know, a big factor to people divorcing and fighting is money. And so, you know, when you have a spouse that, you know, you are starting to get sick of, I hate to say that, and you guys aren't really that compatible and you kind of fell out of love, and now you both aren't working, you're like, why are we making this work? We have to downsize anyway. Why don't we just go to our own apartments? So it's no joke. I do anticipate divorces going up. And, you know, so we might want to actually reflect on why marriages work. And what makes them work? I mean, marriages take work. You know, they do. You know, me and Corey, love them to death. Takes work. Takes a lot of work. Okay? It's not because I'm high maintenance either. Okay? I'm pretty low maintenance. He doesn't really have to do anything except buy me a steak once in a while, and I'm good. I'm good. You don't have to buy me jewelry. You don't have to take me out. Just make sure I get some steak. I'm a happy girl. So, but, you know, when you have a partnership, and with any couple. And, you know, the infatuation and the three times a day sex starts to wane. If you're still having three times a day sex, that's fantastic, you know? But when that starts to fall, you know, people either grow to each other and become friends. Corey's my best friend, so it works. But if you're not friends with your spouse, then there has to be other things cementing that partnership. For some people, it's a financial partnership. He makes X amount of money. I make X amount of money. We, our combined income work. People don't want to admit that, but they might do that. Same thing with kids. She's the mother of my kids. He's the father of my kids. We're going to make it work. So people end up in marriage forming a partnership. And when they form this partnership, they have to then choose if that partnership is something that needs to be dissolved or if it's worth maintaining. I've seen partners in medicine just fall apart and not last more than a year or two. And I've seen some where they just work together and they make it work. But why? How do they work? They got their own thing going. They have time to themselves. They don't always have to be in the same room together. Same thing with couples. Many couples that do really well aren't on top of each other all the time. But unfortunately, when you hear this with, you know, domestic abuse, that means there's a lot of, you know, adversarial sort of, you know, conversations, and there's more of a more confrontations, and there's more anger, and there's blame. And so you can only blame the government, or you can only blame a virus for so long. That's not satisfying, but you have somebody there that you could yell at, somebody there to a predator, to an abuser. That's more satisfying. They never become satisfied, though. That's, you know, in psychology, we're like, you know, somebody that you think they got it out of their system, they never get it out of their system. A rapist is going to want to rape again. An abuser is going to want to abuse again. They never get it out of their system. They just do. So people who are in that position need to get out of it. How do you do that? How do you do that in a lockdown? Now, do we have any media stories on that? Where do people go if they feel they are abused? Where, you know, a lot of the charities aren't getting a lot of help right now because people are afraid of coronavirus. So you don't have a lot of hands-on volunteers. You don't have people donating like you used to. So, you know, we do have the National Domestic Violence Hotline. It's 1-800-799, and I need my glasses. I apologize, guys. 799-7233, 799-7233, 1-800. And, of course, you know, reach out to the police, reach out to me. But if you need help, get it. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not-so-convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. ProactiveMD.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. ProactiveMD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to ProActive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to ProActive.com and enter promo code radio.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
All right, we are back on Dr. Dolly's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason for working the, and Daniel for working the dials. Big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So one of you had asked me last week to talk about the plight of the essential worker, meaning you have a job. You're grateful you have a job, but you're stuck. And you are stuck in a position where you have to be exposed to coronavirus. If you don't want to be exposed to coronavirus and you don't want to come to work, you lose your job. But if you lose your job, you might not be able to get unemployment. So you feel forced to come to work. I'm getting people calling telemedicine asking to give them weeks off so they could be in quarantine so they don't have to be at work exposed to coronavirus. And there's a growing animosity towards people who were suits, you know, or in white-collar jobs, because many of them, they got to be furloughed, they got to go on unemployment, they get to be home, comfortable, whereas other people can't get unemployment, and they have to work and be exposed. And now that unemployment is paying more than what their salary was, from what it sounds like, people are trying to figure out how to lose their job and get furloughed too. That's not the way this is supposed to work, which is why I am so grateful to anybody out there still working at the grocery stores, gas stations, you know, hospitals, etc. Amazon, very, very grateful for people keeping Amazon going. Amazon's workers are getting more grumpy. Activists are calling for better protection, and understandably so. But what they did this time is they painted a huge graffiti outside Jeff Bezos' home. It is a message that is takes the whole sidewalk, and it was in Washington, D.C., and it was in front of one of his personal residencies. He has a few, and it says, "Protect Amazon workers. Hashtag shut down for us." Some people are standing on top of it. But you have people in, there was a lot, it's beautiful artwork, by the way, but yeah, you see them frustrated. So they scrawl, "Protect Amazon workers," in giant red, yellow, and white paint with hashtag "for us, not Amazon." Now, this vandalization, I'm not sure what sort of consequences are going to happen from that. But Amazon reports profits of more than 8,000, a second in the first 3 months of this year. So Amazon is making $8,000 a second in the first 3 months of the year. It's going to reveal, I guess, more of the profit results later today. And Amazon just exploded during all of this because people were stuck at home. And when they couldn't go to the grocery store, they were afraid to go to the grocery store, they were able to go to Amazon. They were able to call Amazon. I mean, we are very grateful for the workers at Amazon. Grateful. And I'm grateful to Bezos for having Amazon out there, giving people jobs, and being able for us to have a pretty easy shutdown, considering, because Amazon will deliver. But it was the backs of people who did it, of workers. Now, many of these people in Amazon are concerned that they don't have proper protection. They have had to work in factories next to other people. They've had to, and until they complained, from what I understand, measures weren't taken until it took people complaining. Now, Bezos is 56 years old. He's the world's richest man. He has 11% stake in Amazon. He is now worth $140 billion, up from $117 billion from the start of 2020. So while 30 million Americans have lost their jobs, he's, you know, obviously done fairly well. Now, mind you, I mean, honestly, to be able to run Amazon and do that, I mean, they should get a profit. I'm not against that. But people want to know where their PPE. You know, where's the extra help? So, they say Jeff Bezos has taken back control of the day-to-day running of Amazon during the pandemic. As orders skyrocket, warehouse staff have been staging walkouts. They say the billionaire plans to use the company's supply chain to ramp up testing across states. But, you know, people being concerned and people being, you know, feel threatened by this virus and threatened by, not being able to, you know, work in a healthy environment. It's, again, the shutdown is working because we have people going to work. Okay, now we're hearing that plant closures in terms of food might be happening because plant workers, again, having trouble, you know, being safe in an environment where people have to work closely together. Now, Tyson Foods is warning that the food supply chain is breaking. They had to close some plants. Board Chairman John Tyson wrote, "Millions of pounds of meat will disappear as plants are pushed to close." Tyson also wrote that millions of farmers and their animals, chickens, pigs, and cattle would be affected. as he defended safety measures, said millions of animals, chicken pigs, and cattle will be depopulated because of the closure of a processing plant. We're going to have a food shortage because they have to kill the animals. This is one of these things that just makes you scratch your head. What's happening is restaurants are closed. Buffets are closed. People are still eating. But you don't have enough companies open to receive. Grocery store only has X amount of storage. So all this food that they were anticipating for millions of restaurants, where does it go? Local health officials said the FDA are continuing to monitor a COVID-19 cluster at the Tyson Foods plant in Goodlettsville, Tennessee. Last week, health officials confirmed 120 COVID-19 patients at the plant. Metro Health, though, said it did not believe it was necessary to shut the plant down at the time. Another Tyson plant in Middle Tennessee, located in Shelbyville, is also experiencing a cluster of COVID-19 cases. In Iowa, two workers died from the virus and two plants were shut down. It was Tyson Foods' largest pork plant in Waterloo, which is critical to the nation's pork supply. But they had to close down. So people are kind of scratching their head going, okay, so where does that leave us? Well, the first thing that is going to be affected is the meat. So meat processors are warning that we are going to have shortages. And it's not as sexy a headline as some of the other headlines out there, but it is making headlines. And they say a number of major meat suppliers have had to announce temporary closures. Workers have fallen ill. Workers are also upset, obviously, because they don't want to get sick. They're being forced to work. They can't get unemployment and be home watching Netflix like a bunch of other people can. I don't blame them for being upset. The United Food and Commercial Workers International Union estimated Tuesday that 20 meatpacking and food processing workers have died so far. They say the situation has gotten so severe that the U.S. meat supply could be at risk. So what's going on? What is, why meat plants and why not our cereal or our top ramen? They say some factory workers do not interact with the food they make directly, but they may operate the machinery that packages the food, shapes, produces the food. But meat factory employees are a lot of times involved with the meat itself. Somebody has to butcher the meat. Somebody has to debone it. Somebody has to, you see, and well, I mean, I would think machines would do that. But many are responsible for a specific job along an assembly line, removing the bone, removing the muscle as meat passes by the conveyor belt. So with assembly lines, you have people working shoulder to shoulder. You might not see that in a lot of other, they say, food facilities. Officials say that people should stand apart by 6 feet in order to maintain social distancing practices that can help prevent the spread. So meat companies are trying to balance protecting workers with ensuring that Americans don't face meat shortages. So some of them are doing like temperature checks and plexiglass and encouraging social distancing. Some workers say their employers, you know, are doing well. Some aren't. So, you know, space is expensive, economist Stephen Meyer said. Said meat processors could have initially set up their assembly lines with more space in between each person, but they didn't have the financial incentive because space is expensive. Trying to space out people now presents a host of business problems. So, if you have less people on the assembly line, the conveyor belts would have to slow down. Could lead to shortages and more expensive meat. They say the backlog could be devastating for hog and livestock farmers. They're already struggling to sell their meat. So, you see how it's a trickle-down effect. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Now with orders to stay at home. Public health concerns. The reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Americans filed 3.8 million new unemployment claims last week. That's according to the latest numbers released by the Labor Department. Republican Senator from Texas, Dan Crenshaw, reacts to the news.
Yeah, this is devastating. And, you know, the federal government has spent trillions of dollars trying to stop the bleeding on this, but that can only last so long. The only true way to stimulate the economy is to get money flowing through it again. We have to get people back. Now, we're doing that in Texas. Come May 1st, we'll be opening up retail at 25% capacity. We're doing a staged reopening, a smart reopening. The rest of the country can follow suit. Not the entire country is like New York City.
Crenshaw speaking there on Fox News. President Trump meeting with New Jersey Democratic Governor Phil Murphy at the White House. The president saying the United States will come back stronger than ever. You're listening to USA Radio News. President Trump is defending retired Lieutenant General Michael Flynn on social media a day after newly unsealed FBI notes revealed that top officials contemplated prosecuting him before interviewing him. A note from an undisclosed FBI official read, "What's our goal? Truth/admission? Or get him to lie so we can prosecute him or get him fired." Flynn's attorney, Sidney Powell, is reacting to the news.
They're devastating evidence of the lengths they were willing to go to disregard all prior protocols. They had only special violations of every protocol known for him because they were determined to take him out. It's abuse of their authority at every turn.
The Department of Defense is handing out nearly 4 million medical masks and 14 million non-medical masks across the United States in response to coronavirus. Over 92 million exam gloves will also be distributed. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. All right, so, coronavirus vaccine. We have been told it's going to take a year to stop saying we're going to have it at the end of the summer. I had suggested very, very early on that we would probably see something by the end of the summer. Not a lot of people believe me, but I'm like, I just have a feeling they're going to be on it. And if they are so worried about what's going to happen in the fall, they better get one. Now, back in the SARS outbreak of 2002-2003, they got close, but they had problems with the vaccine. So, unfortunately, it didn't do what it needed to. And I think some of the monkeys had a reaction to it, and so it didn't work out. And then SARS was over, so they stopped. The company stopped. Well, now there's a huge incentive for companies to come up with a vaccine because everybody keeps saying that coronavirus is going to be with us forever, every season, or it's going to come back, or it's going to be with us for a good couple of years. So more companies are like, okay, you know what, we'll invest money and invest time, because it does. It takes time. It takes money. And if you don't make it, if your vaccine doesn't, you know, show success or show safety, you've lost all the time and money. Now, hopefully the government's giving certain grants, but not, you know, again, it's still a huge investment. People need a return of their investment. Well, British researchers are currently conducting human trials on a potential coronavirus vaccine. This is through AstraZeneca. And they believe they will know if it's effective by the summer, possibly as early as June. Pascal Soriot, the head of pharmaceutical giant AstraZeneca, told Sky News that scientists will know if the vaccine works by June or July. On Thursday, AstraZeneca announced a partnership with Oxford University in the development and distribution of the potential vaccine. It's being developed by the Jenner Institute and Oxford Vaccine Group. Now, the vaccine entered human clinical trials earlier this month. So when you do develop a vaccine and you determine the shape of it, the DNA, you determine, you know, by human trials, that means they have it in a form to give to humans. But once you see something go into human trials, we're starting to come around the bend. We're not in the final stretch, but that's better than, okay, we're trying it on monkeys. Now, we heard that yesterday or the other day, there was a vaccine being trialed on monkeys. That's great. But that means they're still a long shot off until they're working on humans. The fact that here they are working on humans is a very good sign. So, they said the group in Oxford is one of the best in the world. They've moved very quickly. By June, July, we'll have a first idea ready on the efficacy and safety of this vaccine, and we'll need to wait a few more months. But by June, July, we should have a pretty good idea already. They said production is already ongoing because we need to manufacture enough doses to do the clinical trials, as you can imagine. He acknowledged that it's risky that the company has already begun production while human trials are ongoing. It is. That's money put out. He said, this is a terrible crisis, as we all know. We decided now is the time to work together and step up and try our best to help come up with the solutions. Under this new agreement with Oxford University, AstraZeneca would be responsible for the development and worldwide manufacturing and distribution of the vaccine. Soriot told Sky News the vaccine would be provided at a cost throughout the duration of the pandemic. So this isn't a free vaccine, obviously. In the long run, if the virus does not disappear and turns into a similar virus as the flu, it would become a commercial vaccine just like the flu. So the news comes after at least one Oxford University scientist said earlier this week that if proven successful, the vaccine might be available as early as September. So there is a race. Stocks need to go up. AstraZeneca stock, they went up 2.31% today with that news, which is kind of big, especially since the stock market had been down originally. So, you know, I'm optimistic, but I'm cautiously optimistic. So how this thing works with vaccines is, unfortunately, there's a lot of other factors at play. These companies need to get attention and need to know that if they make it, that their vaccine is going to be bought and used. If you have two or three people make it to the finish line at one time, there's a chance all those vaccines could be used. But then governments may do this price sort of bidding, a bidding war. Yeah, well, what are you going to sell your vaccines to us for? Or are you going to, you know, or you give us a whole bunch for free, and then we'll say we're supporting your vaccine. Who knows what, you know, backroom deals happen, right? And so it's risky. And I get a little nervous when I hear these media reports saying, guys, we're going to know by July Because then other companies, again, you have other companies that might be actually working on the one vaccine that's going to work. What if this vaccine doesn't? We need to know that we have other companies getting something around the bend. Now, most companies are not banking on they're going to be the first. They are banking on, or they have some reassurance, that if they do make it, they are still going to be able to, maybe not so much even turn a profit, but at least get their investment back, get a return on their investment. So they are hoping that still if they come up with a vaccine, and it's a good one, that they could still at least sell it, or still use it somehow, or, you know, even if they have to drop the price. So I love that we have this competition. I love that we have people eager to do this, and in order for it to work and be accepted, it has to be safe. So they can't overly rush it, because no government wants to be responsible for giving a vaccine that causes people to, you know, die or whatever. But where we're at now with these human clinical trials is what ends up happening now is they need to see if it's going to confer immunity. So they're going to see if people get sick from coronavirus. They're going to see if people have antibodies that remain. But then it can't just be that weekend. They need to then follow that patient for a month, for 2 months, for 3 months, 6 months, a year. They need to then follow that patient to see, one, if they start to develop any side effects, like weird neurological symptoms or whatever. And they need to see if the immunity stays. If the immunity lasts only 1 month, it's probably not going to be a vaccine people could sell. Not a lot of people want to get a shot every month. But if that's all we have, it might work. So that's why this is such a crapshoot. If you have a company that comes up with something that works, but it's not ideal, but nobody else could come up with something, they win. But most of the time, we're going for broke. We're going for a vaccine, even if it's like a flu vaccine where once a year you have to give it. And it works pretty well overall. So this is promising. And I don't think they're lying. If they're doing human trials now and we're at the end of April, we should know in terms of antibody production a month, 2 months, 3 months down the line. So I do believe, that is why I have always believed that we do have the potential to have a vaccine available, you know, or we have a vaccine made by the end of the summer and then available to be given in the fall. I really do believe that. But is it going to work? So, you know, some of you guys have been asking me about stocks. You have to be really, really careful with these stocks. Gilead, you know, was in the news because of the remdesivir trial. Dr. Fauci supported that. And today their stocks are still down 2.84%. Why? Well, because another report came out of China saying doesn't seem to work as well. So, you know, stocks that went up today, AstraZeneca did go up a little bit. I think Southwest Airlines went up a little bit, but for the majority of them, today was not as good a day in stocks. So we'll see what's going on there. When we come back, we are being told that the U.S. intelligence services have announced that this Corona-19 virus was not man-made and possibly not a lab accident. Well, then how the hell did we get it? 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing, then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Attention gardeners, if you need to grow nutritionally dense vegetables or medicinal herbs this year, listen, because a bioactive superfood for plants is now available. This all-natural superfood for plants is so effective at producing maximum plant growth in minimum time that it almost forces plants to grow, even under the worst light and soil conditions. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's truly remarkable. Vegetables grow faster and contain more bioavailable vitamins and trace minerals. Plants that rarely bloom will flower constantly. Sickly plants become vibrantly alive. Medicinal herbs become super potent. Flowers become more vivid right before your very eyes. ProtoGrow also improves the taste quality of all your garden vegetables. That's because it's more than just an all-natural superfood for plants. It's a proprietary blend of bioactive sea nutrients that contain the basic building blocks of life itself, which is why ProtoGrow even renews your garden by increasing the microorganisms in the soil. Learn more at growlikecrazy.com. That's growlikecrazy.com. Get special pricing for network listeners right now at growlikecrazy.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Issue. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So since the beginning, I told you guys that I've been a little bit skeptical about somebody having eaten a bat or had bat soup at a fish market, and then all of a sudden 70,000 people were sick within a week. So my theories were either one, this was a new flu that had been around for months, and by the time China decided to tell anybody, it was after 70,000 people had had it by the end of December, or there was a mass exposure that this virus somehow got out, leaked or whatever, and exposed a whole bunch of people roughly at once or over a very short period of time. I stopped short of saying that it was man-made because I really don't know. You know, with what happened with Zika and the genetically modified mosquito theory, that a whole bunch of genetically modified mosquitoes to help fight malaria had been released in Brazil, and all of a sudden we see the Zika thing, and, you know, you can put the two together, or maybe it's just coincidence. I don't know. But I didn't want to make a mistake saying that, you know, because I really don't know. I have no idea. Well, the Office of the Director of National Intelligence in the U.S. said coronavirus is not man-made, and it is not genetically modified. Now, that doesn't necessarily mean it wasn't a lab accident, but they don't think that this was a bioweapon, which has also been a theory that's out there. It says U.S. spy agencies, collectively called the intelligence community, agree with wide scientific consensus that COVID-19 was not man-made. They also rule out genetic modification, but say they're still investigating whether it escaped from a lab in Wuhan by accident. Mike Pompeo, Donald Trump's Secretary of State, has said China needs to let U.S. investigators into the Wuhan lab. They say we know that there is the Wuhan Institute of Virology just a handful of miles away from where the wet market was. The Chinese government said that any claims that the coronavirus was released from a laboratory were unfounded and purely fabricated out of nothing. Now, you also don't know that if this was a deal that U.S. made with China. So you don't know if, you know, that, you know, where they're like, look, you guys put an end to that rumor and we'll help you. So I just kind of find it interesting that all of a sudden the U.S. is like, guys, we do not think it's man-made. Okay, and there, I guess there is a way to tell. I think once you splice DNA and mess around with it, it could have a look to it that might not seem natural. Was it coaxed? And then, you know, what was it doing in the lab to begin with? So I'm still kind of scratching my head on that. Now, one of the original claims was that there was a female intern at the lab. By the way, this lab, from what I understand, I guess, was also getting government funding. I think this lab in Wuhan, in the Wuhan Institute of Virology. And so the working theory is you had a female intern who accidentally contaminated herself with the new coronavirus. She then went to the wet market where live animals are slaughtered for food to meet her boyfriend for a meal because it was lunchtime. The theory suggests that she was patient zero, and that the virus began to spread from there. Now, you would think a simple camera and some video footage would show that. They say in 2018, a U.S. intelligence official who visited the Wuhan Institute of Virology sent a cable back to D.C., warned it of potentially dangerous coronavirus experiments being performed on bats, the animal that we believe coronavirus was the original host. They said there was also poor safety procedures in place at the facility, but the U.S. government is not believed to have followed up on that warning. Now, there's another theory that speculated whether the coronavirus originated at the wet market itself by jumping from an animal host to a human because of poor hygiene conditions. The Chinese government has denied claims that coronavirus leaked from a lab, but officials are widely believed to have lied about a number of people being infected and killed as well, so people don't trust them, according to Metro. So the wet market theory, according to Fox News, thinks that might have been a diversion by the Chinese government so we don't think about what happened at the lab. And again, I have to defend a theory where a virus can't jump from an animal to a human. That has happened. But really, 70,000 people being infected all at once? Not right. Where we are right now, we have 3.2 million global cases, 231,000 deaths. The U.S. has over a million tested cases, 62,000 deaths. Spain has 239,000 cases, 24,000 deaths. Italy, 205,000 cases, 27,000 deaths. UK, 171,000 cases, 26,000 deaths. France, 166,000 cases, 24,000 deaths. So if you kind of look at the UK and France, based on them having 60, 70,000 less cases, they do have a higher death rate. Germany, much lower death rate, 6,500 deaths, 162,000. I always like to see what's going on in Israel. Israel has 219 cases, 15,000 deaths. Japan, 425 cases, 13,000 deaths. South Korea, 247 cases, 10,000 deaths. When we look at America and see how it's all broken down, of course, New York carries the brunt of it. Of the 62,000 U.S. deaths, New York has 23,780. New Jersey has 6,000 deaths. Massachusetts, 3,400. Pennsylvania, 2,300. Michigan, up at 3,600. Illinois, 2,200, and California, 1,900. Actually, Connecticut comes in, I think, third or fourth with 2,100. I live in Nevada. We have 237 total deaths. That has not changed since last night, 4,900 or 5,000 cases. So things are slowing down. They are slowing down. The case load, the cases are rising. New York has 310,000 cases because we're testing. We have, you know, easier testing capabilities. You know, a lot of universities have been making test kits. So we're definitely seeing more testing. We are going to see, I believe, a drop in the morbidity of it, like how deadly it is. More and more people are being tested. I'm seeing on Facebook, I'm positive, I didn't have any symptoms. So that's a good sign. We need to know that. So the more we have testing, the more we can get a little better idea. But again, this has to be documented and it has to be shared. Florida governor, from what I understand, is reopening. He is planning on reopening the state. Plan's going to go into effect Monday in every county except Dade, Palm Beach, and Broward, because that's where most of the state's COVID-19 cases have been reported. Now, before DeSantis released any details, he took a swipe at the doom and gloom media and critics who faulted him for the state's slow response. Now, Florida has 33,000 cases, 1,200 deaths. So, again, they're still a hot spot, but there's certain, I guess, counties. So their thinking is why have the whole plate, everybody shut down if there's only certain areas? 83 people died in Florida from the coronavirus on Tuesday. That was apparently the biggest spike in daily deaths. Now, restrictions have been in place since April. They were set to expire this week, so they are going to be lifted in a measured and thoughtful way. So under phase one, retail stores and restaurants can open, but only at 25% capacity. Eateries will be allowed to seat people outside, but they have to maintain 6 feet social distancing, and elective surgical procedures are allowed to resume. But in Florida, bars, gyms, hair salons, nursing home, long-term care facilities still remain closed. I live in Vegas. In Vegas, we're allowed to do curbside. If you have a business that can sell online and do curbside pickup, you can open up. If you're a hair salon, you can't. Won't work. A lot of businesses can still, you know. So, you know, if you're a restaurant and you can only open up to 25% capacity, you will take a loss. Are you going to do it? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I got to tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have, like, cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extend.